You can also do keyboard events. You test, you can have key down or key up. You can test the name of the keyboard event and do something appropriate. I won't go into that in detail. So keyboard events you do to, it's like you were programming a game and you wanted something special to happen if somebody hit one key. If you want people to actually type in text, then there are more, then there are better ways to handle that. You don't have to handle people typing in text one key at a time. And that's all part of the abstract windowing toolkit, which is next. But before we get started on that, I want to be sure and have time to show you more of the examples on the class resource page that you can look at when you're for doing your homework.